This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and Germany pledged on Wednesday to equip Ukraine with some of the advanced weapons it has long desired for shooting down aircraft and knocking out artillery as Russian forces closed in on capturing a key city in the east. Germany said it will supply Ukraine with up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems, while the U.S. announced it will provide 4 sophisticated medium-range rocket systems and ammunition. The U.S. is trying to help Ukraine fend off the Russians without triggering a wider war in Europe. The Pentagon said it received assurances Ukraine will not fire the new rockets into Russian territory. The Kremlin accused the U.S. of, quote, pouring fuel on the fire. The head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says the alliance and its allies are, quote, monitoring very closely Russia's nuclear exercises amid the war in Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, alongside U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday, noted the exercises come after Russian leaders' rhetoric about the possibility of an escalation to nuclear war.
This nuclear saber-rattling rhetoric is dangerous, and it is something that is only increasing tensions.
The NATO chief, however, says no changes have been observed in the posture of Russian nuclear forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, said the country is losing between 60 and 100 soldiers a day in the fighting. He turned the focus to children in his nightly address, saying 243 of them have been killed in the war, and about 200,000 children have been taken forcefully to Russia. This is VOA News. A man armed with a rifle opened fire on Wednesday inside a medical building in Tulsa in the southern midwestern state of Oklahoma, killing 3 people, police said, the latest of a series of mass shootings in the United States. The gunman had also died, police said, but it was not immediately clear how. Captain Richard Mullenberg told ABC Tulsa police received a call about a man with a rifle on the second floor of a building on the medical campus, and it turned into an active shooter situation. The Tulsa shooting follows 2 mass shootings in May that shocked Americans and reignited debates about gun control. Last week, a gunman killed 19 children and 2 teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Earlier in May, a shooter killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. For the first time, a woman is now chief of a U.S. military service. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
And it's about time.
President Biden saluting Admiral Linda Fagan, the Coast Guard's new commandant and the first female armed forces chief.
We mean when we say there are no doors closed to women.
And says while Fagan is the first, she cannot be the last. The president says the nation will call on the Coast Guard more often to face climate change and other challenges. Fagan says the service will respond.
You are the world's best Coast Guard. I am honored and humbled to serve alongside you as we look to the future.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Outbreaks of endemic diseases like monkeypox are becoming more frequent. The World Health Organization's Emergencies Director Mike Ryan warned on Wednesday. As climate change contributes to rapidly changing weather conditions like drought, animals and humans are changing their behavior. The result, Ryan said, is diseases that typically circulate in animals are increasingly jumping to humans. Ryan pointed to an upward trend in cases of a fever that is an acute viral illness spread by rodents endemic to Africa. And he says Ebola outbreaks used to be years apart, now it's months. Ryan's comments come amid rising cases of monkeypox. WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there have been 550 confirmed cases in 30 countries outside of Africa where the pathogen is endemic. Recapping our top story, the U.S. and Germany pledged on Wednesday to equip Ukraine with some of the advanced weapons it has long desired for shooting down aircraft and knocking out artillery as Russian forces closed in on capturing a key city in the east. Germany is supplying anti-aircraft missiles, the U.S. medium-range rocket systems, and ammunitions, the Kremlin accusing the U.S. of pouring fuel on the fire. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.